Monday night, Dvar Halacha in Chodesh Halvavus, or L'Zayin Teves.
To have a Zimun of three, which is the minimum for a Zimun, so two have to have eaten bread, and the third person, so preferably Mazonos, but Lamaisa, anything that was eaten or drank that requires a bracha achrona would make the zimun, with the exception of water. We'll get to that in a second. So two have to have eaten bread, the third preferably mazonos, but lamaisa anything in the quantity that requires a bracha achrona. For a zimun of 10, 7 have to have eaten bread, and the three, bottom line, same thing, preferably mazonos, but bottom line, if they ate or drank anything that is enough for bracha achrona, then you could have a zimun of 10. The exception is water, water not. So now the question is, what about things that are basically water, like tea, coffee, or soda? So that's not so clear. So I believe that the bottom line is lamaisa lamaisa. You could do it for a zimun of 3, because big deal, right? Because you're not saying Shem Hashem anyway, but not for a zimun of 10. Okay, so that's the halacha for tonight. And Chavis Halvavis, we're learning the last Shar Avos Hashem, and we're in the second perek, and he describes three types of ahava, and two of which are really mispatzel into two, because the first one, that the Eved has an Ava for the Adam because he provides him with everything. And although the Chavis Halavos does not speak it out, but that's really this patzel into two. One is for the past, and one is that it's sort of an investment for the future, if you want to say it in a crass way, that if I keep the relationship going, I'll get something. I'll continue to get, just like I've gotten in the past. Halavai, we should have that motivation for Avos Hashem. The second is that it's a sort of a Yira type thing, because he overlooks my misdeeds, he overlooks when I mess up, and that's also mispatzel into two. One is that, again, of the past, and it could be a Siba for Ahava. He cares about me, he overlooks my faults, and also, again, it's a fear of the future, that if I don't maintain this relationship of Ava, then he'll come down on me quite hard. Those are the two. And the third is the ideal. The ideal is that I love, I admire, I want to be close to someone, the Eved, let's say, with the Adon, because of the greatness of the Adon, because of the wisdom of the Adon. Some people want to get close to an athlete because he's such a good athlete. So they can develop a hava, like a fan, like, so that's shtuyot. But with the Adon, you know, a great person, everybody wants to say, "Ooh, I'm a first cousin of Nachman Zeltzer." Like, wow, like people want to say, like they want to be his best friend. So that could be the so then the Chavis Halavos says that you have these three types. Ulafi ha-hekesh hazeh, in this comparable, this compares to Efshe Shetiyah Avoseinu as Hashem. It could be Beglal Rov Tovos Avimanu, because of everything he's done for us, and for that you have to learn Shar HaBechina, to really have an appreciation of how to develop an appreciation for all the good. People say, what good, I got caught in the rain today. Right? And they forget. First of all, they forget that the rain is good. That's first of all. Second of all, it's the first time they took a bath in a week, so it's also good. That's also good. Besides that, remember, a person was born, a person was created. I mean, if you start thinking about everything, you have to learn Shar HaBechina. You can't possibly do it without learning Shar HaBechina. But so you can have Avos Hashem because of that. And that's a mouthful, but you have to learn Shar HaBechina to really understand that you have to think about, you know, you're born, you're an infant, you were helpless, everything that works in your body, everything, I mean, it's endless. So you could have ava because of that. That's also mispatzel into two. There could be an ava for the good. Right? And then, as I say, I call it an investment for the future, right? Bitoch tikva legmulo. So we say, oh, that's a low madre, halavai. Ve'efshe shetiyo aval Hashem, and they shu master es avon oseinu, ve'over al psho'enu, al af rov mordenu bo. Right? We mess up. If we ever would be honest with ourselves, we can make a very long list of how we mess up. U'merienu mitzvoso v'azharoso. Right? If you can't do it, then just ask somebody else. They'll give you the long list of everything you do wrong. No problem. So, and you do it for that person. That's very good. It'll work out. So, again, it's mispatzel into two. It's an ahava because he does that. And it could be like a sort of a yira thing because or else he won't do it. The efshar shetia ahava l'shem la'atzmo. We love Hashem, we admire Hashem. Again, if you learn Shara Bechina, you develop the appreciation of Gadluso, Chochmoso, Bechazdo. Those are the three themes of Shara Bechina. Hashem's wisdom, Hashem's Chochma, Hashem's wisdom, Hashem's Tov, and Hashem's greatness. Everything, you know, what do we say there? Mi Beit Zekinim, the Karnei Raymond. Right, v'lishmo kovod v'romamus v'zui ahava Torah l'shem yisala. This third one is the purest form of ahava. It has nothing to do with what he gives me. It's just an appreciation of the person for what he is. And again, I admire that. I want to be close to it. I want to bond with that. I want to be part of that. I take pride if I could like say I know Hashem. Hashem is my God, and that's something you want to be close to. And that's the pshat, says the Chavis HaVavis, and with that we'll conclude for tonight. Well, the figure chidgish lanu hashliach alav hashalom b'zev, this is the Chavis a name for Moshe Rabbeinu, ba'omro the ohavto eis Hashem Elokecha b'chol levavcha u'v'chol nafshecha u'v'chol meyodecha. So, I think the pshat is that because we know b'chol avavcha means afilu notel esnafshecha, and we know that b'chol ma'odecha means b'chol mido shehu moded locha have modelo b'ma'od ma'od. So the Chavis HaVavis is saying l'chora that the implication of the pasuk when you say b'chol avavcha b'chol nafshecha b'chol ma'odecha, it doesn't mean like how, you know, you say to a kid, how much do you, oh, I love you this much? No, I love you this much. That's not what the pasuk means. The pasuk means Even if you don't have, it's not because he gives you life. That's the point of the Chavis HaVavis. It's this third type of ava, which is not totally what I have from Hashem. So it's afilu notel esnafshecha, and b'chol mida umida, b'chol miodecha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol levavcha, b'chol nafshecha, b'chol medecha. Everything with everything you have, meaning it's not because he gives you certain things, or because he will punish you if you're being bad, but even if you don't have from him, and it's not like a cheshbon ahava because of something that you stand to gain or lose, but it's just pure, so that is the way he's defining the pasuk. Okay.